It is Monday of the third week of Easter. And of course, being Monday, you'll hear my homily in just about a minute and a half I gave at the parish, St. Anthony's, on Saturday at the 4 o'clock Mass. My focus on the homily this week is on the first letter of John, which is one of my favorite passages, my favorite letters actually in the Bible, because it's so basic and it gives very basic instructions. It used to be a catechism. Of course, this is way, as the younger generation says, back in the day. It was a long time ago. But they used it as a catechism because it really gives a basic understanding of what it means to live the gospel. And it's really powerful, this first letter of John. Now, you're going to hear me talk about the first part of the letter. And, you know, this letter is so important. And Monsignor Jonas Habib, who is the founder of Consound Nova, which is the organization to which I belong to, and also Father Adriano Zandana, this letter is so important. He encourages when someone starts Bible study to spend the first 7 days just, you know, during their Bible study period to read the entire letter. And it only takes about 20 minutes, so about 20 minutes a day for 7 days, but read the entire letter. There's a whole system he uses that I should actually do a series on, so maybe in fact I will. But in the meantime, you are listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Here we go. Today's second reading comes to us from the first letter of John. And this is one of my favorite letters, basically because it gives us a basic and easy to understand description of how to live the Catholic faith and why. We see in the reading that Jesus continues to intercede for us to the Father. Now, what does that look like? You remember the Passion? Remember where Jesus prays for those who crucify him, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, this is also a good illustration of what Jesus does for us, continually before the Father. Now, remember what I said last week, the church's prime ministry is the forgiveness of sins. Notice something again, something really basic. The way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Well, what are his commandments? Well, the first we have the 10, but then the 10 are based on 2. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. As God loves us, so are we to love God and neighbor. Now, St. John calls us to live our faith in a way that models the way Christ lived his. And we can take that in this way. We're called to live a holy life, so we need to live a life centered on pleasing Christ, just as he lived a life centered on pleasing the Father. However, if we do that, we may displease certain people, because he likewise displeased some of those who are around him. Who are most displeased with him? Those who embrace the letter of the law over the spirit of the law. Jesus never sinned, and he pleased the Father in his obedience to him. However, many of the leaders at the time considered him a rebel, a sinner, and a lawbreaker. Why? Because they defined holiness with following the letter of the law. Jesus defined holiness in pleasing the Father. How do you please the Father? How do we please the Father? By pleasing Jesus. How do you please Jesus? By loving God and neighbor. By seeking to do the right thing, but also being merciful to those who need mercy. By seeking the interests of others and seeking to ensure that all we do pleases God in one way or another. That is why the relationship with God is so important. We deepen our relationship so that we understand what pleases God. We act in a way that pleases God and neighbor, because when we please God and neighbor, we are pleasing God. Some things are fairly obvious, others are not. We do not steal, we do not murder, we do not bear false witness, we do not commit adultery. Do we please Christ? Sure. But what do we do? We may find ourselves in the name of the Catholic faith being burdened by another. Obviously, we need good boundaries, but not so good boundaries that we are fortresses of protection that we can't serve and therefore love another. You know how many people will tell you not to watch bad programming? Well, should you watch programming that not so much considered immoral, but is dishonest? Should you watch programming that is propaganda? Be wise enough to know when you are being indoctrinated by the media to a certain way of thinking. That is not a new thing. Noam Chomsky railed against fake news 60 years ago. He called it manufacturing consent. The news putting out a specific viewpoint to convince you that it is correct, so that you will then think a certain way and then vote a certain way. If you truly believe in democracy, then as a service to your neighbor, you need to understand what is propaganda and what is not, and avoid propaganda like you would avoid any immoral material. Remember, bearing false witness is as much a violation of the commandments as murder. Propaganda is bearing false witness. Make sure you understand your standard of good behavior. Remember, Jesus never sinned, but he was considered, but he was not considered good by the leaders of the people. He was considered a rebel and a lawbreaker, and even though he never rebelled, he never broke any laws. St. Paul tells us to live at a higher standard of the law than the actual standard. That is because our focus is not on following the law, but on pleasing Christ. And that is a higher standard than the law requires. Holiness is found in pleasing Christ. It is not found in conforming to a standard of living. St. Paul called us to be as gentle as doves, but as wise as serpents. Holiness requires us to model Jesus' behavior and to grow in our understanding of what is true and what is not. Jesus died for every single person on the face of the earth, even those who radically hated him and those who radically hate us. Jesus wants every person to be saved, and he wants us to do our part to see to it that that is done. How is one not saved? By rejecting Christ. Our role is to get even our worst enemy to choose Christ. We open that door by encouraging people to pray. Here's an interesting thing to reflect upon in light of issues in the news in recent years. Which would you decide is more important, protecting your property or protecting someone else's soul? Which would please Jesus the most? Both are acceptable and good values. But if you had to choose between one or the other, which one would you prioritize? There is a story that comes out of a martial law regime that actually I was in the Navy visiting many years ago. I don't know if it is a legend or it is true. It could go either way, but it serves as a good illustration. A sailor wearing an expensive watch was crossing a bridge between the naval base and the city. A common occurrence was there were a bunch of kids that would get around and they would try to grab whatever jewelry off whoever sailors were crossing the bridge. And so one grabbed his watch and immediately started running. The sailor instinctively yelled out, "Hey, that kid stole my watch!" But it was time of martial law. Soldier pulled out a gun, shot the kid dead, walked over to the watch, gave it back to the sailor. And from that point on, the sailor looked at the watch quite differently. If you had to choose between protecting your property or protecting someone's soul, which would you choose? How would your answer affect your priorities and your decision to do what pleases God?
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Did you ever want to have some form of input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or deacon ideas you may have for him to preach at Mass? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions there. Your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Import for Homily and follow the instructions. And your words may make a difference in what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That is CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can have an input for our homily. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can give me feedback, even feedback on the homily. You can also do all kinds of things over there. You can send us prayer requests, read our blog, check out and sign up for us our Substack newsletter. All of that is over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we heard this understanding that really what we're called to do is that which pleases Christ, who pleases the Father. So that's a whole different way of looking at what we're called to do. And ultimately, we're called to act in a way that leads Christ to be glorified. Now, none of that we can do if we're not praying. So that prayer relationship helps us to understand and also leads us to reach out and ask the Lord to help us to do what we need to do. And that prayer relationship is important. This is one of the reasons why St. Paul said to pray always, because really that's what you're doing. You're bringing everything into prayer, your good times, your bad times, your joyful times, your difficult times. You're bringing that all into prayer, and you're asking the Lord to guide you. And know, the other thing that's important is remember, Jesus never broke a law, but he was considered a lawbreaker. He was not a rebel, but he was considered a rebel. And so that's important. He did what pleased the Father, but that didn't necessarily please those around him. And that's important to keep in mind as well. You know, we're going to be back tomorrow right here on WROL, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. See you then. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.